Hello, my honeys. Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and add me to your list of listings on Spotify. Also, don't forget to like and share. If you like hearing this audio, go ahead and give me a rating. That would be greatly appreciated. Today's topic is respecting others' personal space. Now more than ever, there are people in the world who believe that the closer you stand next to someone, it will soothe that social interaction he or she craves. I honestly believe these are the people who invade the personal space of others, not to be rude, but because they need to be social. I understand this completely, but I also understand having enough respect to not stand so close to someone when they're constantly are moving away from you because you are making them uncomfortable. I am that person who enjoys having my personal space to myself. But when I am with the people I know and love, I don't mind because we know each other inside and out, and the respect is always there without having to put each other in an awkward position. Respect shouldn't have to be earned, but a given. That's just me. If you feel differently, I understand. Just don't expect me to be around you. Do not expect me to talk and give my positivity mixed in with your negativity, because the thought of that, it is tiring in itself. Have you ever had a large amount of energy and you're hanging out with your friends and they bring in new people into the group, then your whole mood change? You're done with the conversation before you even started. Like, come on. When you leave the group and your happy mood comes back, now you're feeling off, like something is wrong, I don't feel like myself. One minute I was happy, then I was not feeling good, and then next minute I'm feeling better. Well, let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong with you. It's the energy of the people you were surrounded by, who you surround yourself by. Because if someone gives off a bad energy, a bad aroma, you can feel it in the air. Whether you want to pay attention to it, whether you agree with it, whether you disagree with it, it's there. We have to become more comfortable with distancing and expressing ourselves without worry of how others may view us. If you do not stand up for yourself, you are being comfortable with being controlled. What I mean by that is you are comfortable with the way others make you feel because you don't want to upset anyone. You're comfortable with saying yes, 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 instead of just telling someone how you actually feel because you're afraid of conflict. You're trying to avoid conflict by agreeing to everything. You're trying to avoid conflict by saying, oh yeah, you know, I agree with that, you know, that's cool, I understand, yes, 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 yes. But in deep down, you're just like, no, 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 this is not how I'm feeling. You know, I feel weird, it's uncomfortable, you're killing the vibe, stuff like that. We have to normalize standing up for ourselves. You have to normalize standing your ground and protecting your space, protecting your personal energy. It's the greatest feeling in the world, trust me. So many times where people will be around me, and I'll just get up and go somewhere else. Or I tell someone, you know, I'm just not feeling it. You know, I'm finna go. And they're looking like, oh, you know, what's wrong? Why are you feeling like that? Well, because your energy is off. You know, your intentions, they're not coming off as good. I can see it on your face. I can see your aura around you, and it's very negative. So I'd rather remove myself away from you than to be caught up in the crossfire of your pettiness and your drama, because that's not what I'm aiming for. I'm aiming for peace, and I'm protecting my peace. Protecting your peace by removing myself from the equation and just enjoying my peace elsewhere. Letting someone know that they're making you uncomfortable is the first step in setting those boundaries. I am a very strong believer of protecting one's energy. Why? Because if someone who's preparing anything that goes into your body has a bad attitude while preparing it, that bad energy can rub off onto you. How your energy is like now is discombobulated and you're no longer feeling like yourself. we project the energy we feel, or project the energy that we allow someone else to feel. And that feeling can affect how others react or approach us. It all comes down to treating others how we want to be treated. There's always something to be grateful for. Do not allow your negative moments affect your present actions. What I mean by that, you can be in the greatest mood, and then someone does something you do not like and throw off your mood, and now you're in a negative mood while everyone else is positive around you. And then now it's like, okay, first this person was happy. When they approach you, they're approaching you with caution. Why? Because you're angry, you're upset, you're not in a mood. So they're just like, okay, yo, hey, what's wrong? You know, say my name is Sasha. They're like, oh, hey, Sasha, how are you? You know, how are you feeling? You know, you don't look well. And then you're just trying to get back into that good mood, but you're still in a crappy mood. So you're like, there's nothing wrong with me. What are you talking about? Your tone sets the balance of how you would react, how others would react towards you, and how the conversation will go. Or sometimes there won't be a conversation because the person realized you are upset and I'm going to give you your space. And that's just it. You know, sometimes we just have to self-evaluate ourselves, self-evaluate who we allow around ourselves and who we allow in the group, because not everybody has good intentions. Sometimes you allow new people in your lives and they come into your lives to destroy. They come into your life to take, never give anything. So it's basically just the benefit off of what you have going on. You can literally have nothing in the world, but you have $20. And that person who see you never have money, but they see you have money now, they see that $20, and now they want to be your best friend. They want to benefit off of your gains. And you have to self-evaluate who you allow around you, who you allow in your personal space and your energy, because every good thing can turn into a bad thing. The grass is not always greener because someone told you it was. But these are some things that we need to think about in our everyday lives. Setting those boundaries, creating personal space, setting the tone of how our day is going to go. These are very important things that we should think about. If you like this audio, go ahead, again, like and share. Don't forget to rate me on how you think it should go next time. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to my podcast, Richie Moments, for innovating content and various discussions. Until next time, bye, honeys.